As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Grey History, Episode 52, The Corsican Revolution, Part 2. Everybody likes surprises, and I have one for you right now. Well, maybe in 30 seconds. Before I reveal what the surprise is, I have two super quick announcements. Firstly, the next bonus episode in our Corsican Revolution mini-series is available right now for all patrons of the show. Secondly, for those patrons with early access, episode 53, The Advance of France, is also ready and waiting, and I think you'll absolutely love the debacle that we'll be exploring in Belgium. Now, back to the surprise. As I teased in the recent Q&A episodes, we are officially celebrating two huge milestones for the show. The first being our 300,000th download, and the second being the first time we cracked the top 100 history podcasts in the United States. Since part two in our Corsican Revolution mini-series is now available for all members of the Patreon community, I thought we could use this as the basis of our celebration. So, as a thank you to everyone for sharing the show with friends and family, leaving reviews, and just doing your part to keep Grey History going, I have temporarily made the first part of our mini-series on the Corsican Revolution available to all the listeners of the show. The first episode covers almost 2,000 years of Corsican history as we explore how the island was invaded by everyone from the Romans to the Franks, the Pisans to the Lombards. Perhaps most importantly, we'll also examine how Corsica fell under Genoese tyranny, setting us up for one of the craziest revolutions in European history. Now, this full-length bonus episode is usually available exclusively to the Patreon community, but for the celebrations, it will be temporarily available to everyone who signs up to the Grey History newsletter. There are links in the show notes, on the website, and on the social media pages. As soon as you've signed up, we'll email you a link to the Corsican Revolution Part 1. And once you've listened to Part 1, you can immediately listen to Part 2, which is now available to all members of the Patreon community. And let's be clear, the revolution which breaks out in Part 2 is absolutely crazy, to say the least. Corsica will manage to go from a colony to a republic to a monarchy, then back to a republic, all while fighting Germans, Italians, and even the French, with plot twists which would be almost unbelievable if it wasn't for the fact that they actually happened. I know that the patrons with early access have absolutely loved the latest installment in the Corsican Revolution miniseries. So, to recap, if you want to listen to part one on the Corsican Revolution, which I know you do, all you need to do is sign up to the newsletter by following the link in the show notes, on the website, or on social media. As a reminder, Grey History is only possible thanks to the support of the Patreon community. For as little as a $2 donation per main narrative episode, you can do your part to keep Grey History on the air. You'll receive access to half a dozen bonus episodes, dozens of mini-episodes, and a whole bunch of other perks, including an ad-free feed and behind-the-scenes videos. For those donating $5 per main narrative episode, you'll also receive early access to future episodes, including the next main episode, episode 53, The Advance of France. To put it plainly, I need your help to keep the show going. It's just me, myself, and I, researching, writing, and creating Grey History. And without you, I'm not sure how much longer the show can go on. So if you're enjoying Grey History, if you find it educational, if you find it entertaining, please enjoy the Corsican Revolution Part 1, and then please take the opportunity to support the show on Patreon. Help be the change you want to see, and help support the creation of detailed, independent history. Anyway, that's enough from me. So sign up to the newsletter to receive a link to part one on the Corsican Revolution. The amazingly chaotic part two is now available exclusively to all the patrons of the show. And if you're a patron with early access, episode 53, The Advance of France, is waiting for you right now. As always, thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a great day.
The Civil War and Reconstruction was a pivotal era in American history.
When a war was fought to save the Union and to free the slaves.
And when the work to rebuild the nation after that war was over turned into a struggle to guarantee liberty and justice for all Americans.
I'm Tracy.
And I'm Rich.
And we want to invite you to join us as we take an in-depth look at this pivotal era in American history.
Look for the Civil War and Reconstruction wherever you find your podcasts.
The French Revolution set Europe ablaze. It was an age of enlightenment and progress, but also of tyranny and oppression. It was an age of glory and an age of tragedy. One man stood above it all. This was the age of Napoleon. I'm Everett Rummage, host of the Age of Napoleon podcast. Join me as I examine the life and times of one of the most fascinating and enigmatic characters in modern history. Look for The Age of Napoleon wherever you find your podcasts.